The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back in as we jump into the coach's conversation this morning. Time to talk to Riverdale head coach Ron Adelot. Hendersonville 23, Riverdale 20 last night. Coach, it's just one of those games, one of those nights, but sometimes it's what leads up to one of those weeks, and maybe that was the case for your Warriors this week.
Well, you know, we certainly didn't show up. There was some indications throughout the week that we were sort of lackadaisical, and you know, we were bumped and bruised a little bit, and we needed some kids to step up, and quite frankly, we just as a team were very flat and, you know, unenthused, and I thought Hendersonville did a great job, had a great game plan, and they simply outcoached us and outplayed us.
Well, you always know Hendersonville is going to come in with some type of game plan. You've had some classic battles with that bunch over the years.
Well, it's certainly not a week off. It's a tough week, and we knew it, and we caught them at a bad time. You know, after a tough loss last week in a very physical game, then we get into another physical game. That's one thing Hendersonville will always bring is they will get after you, and I thought they won the battle on the line of scrimmage, and we didn't take advantage of some things that probably where we had some advantages, and we just again some of our players that we need to show up didn't show up.
This game of football is really interesting in the fact that there's a lot that goes on between the ears, and in the heart. In a very physical game, it's not just muscles, brawn, and that's not the whole game.
Well, that's correct, and I kids, and I suppose it's been that way forever. You know, if things are good, it's real easy to motivate kids and get them moving. When things are bad, then there's always this issue or that issue, and right now we're reeling a little bit mentally, and we're a little bit fragile, and we're going to have some leaders step up and take charge to take the team in the direction they want to take it. We're wandering a little bit right now, and we've got to figure out where to get back to basics and to the foundation of how you play football. And I think we've taken a lot of things for granted, and sometimes when you've been the recipient of a program that has done great things, you just kind of take for granted when you put on a uniform that people are going to roll over for you. And I think that's the contrary, that people will play harder against you, and we've got to be able to match that intensity.
Well, it really does the opposite. It puts a target on your back, because that's, a win by Hendersonville over your Warriors last night, that may make their season. That kind of sends them, and I think you're at that crossroads too. And I had written that down to ask you. Some games in the year are season changers because your team decides to go one way or another. And you're kind of at that point now here with your team.
Oh, that's right. I mean, the leadership of our team is going to determine, where we go with this team. It's really inexcusable not to be ready on Friday night. You can expect maybe a Monday or a Tuesday a kid, not all together with you. But on Friday night, if you're not excited to play, you got to question yourself as to why you're out there. So, I think we've got great kids. We really do. And I wouldn't trade our kids, but, they're going to have to mentally make a decision that they're going to come together as a unit and, show up, because it is a team game. It's not an individual game, and we're going to have to pull together cover each other's backs for sure.
Ron Adelot with us to talk about Riverdale football. I think maybe the mental part, the preparation part of football is – maybe tougher than any other sport, because you've got one game on a Friday night, all the practice that goes into it, all the scheming, all the tape, all the preparation, all of that stuff that has to go on. It's a tough mental game, this game of football.
Well, it is, and things happen on the move, and they've got to make adjustments, and it's a fast game. It's a fast game mentally. It's a fast game physically, and you know, and obviously it's not an easy game, or there'd be a whole lot more people playing it, you know,
right.
Schools the size of that we have in Rutherford County. So it is mentally and physically demanding, and you know, we're demanding, and you know, and as I said again, we've got great kids. We've kind of got a a doubt factor going right now, and we've got to eliminate that, and we've got to go out and bear down and play hard.
Ron, last night I think the score was 20-15. You had the ball, and you know, a score or keeping the ball away from them could have gone a long way to help your efforts there. I had to go for it on 4th-and-1. You had kind of gotten yourself in some of those situations last night where you kind of had to roll the dice a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's you know, in hindsight, I probably would do the same thing. You know, it's easy to say I wouldn't at this point if I knew the outcome.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's real easy to do that. But, you know, second half, we got into a little bit of a flow. But, you know, four downs to get 10 yards, we've got to do that, you know. And, you know, it was close. It was really close. But, you know the saying about close. You know, we weren't playing horseshoes. You know, so we've got to make things happen. And I thought, again, we got whipped up front. You know, it basically came down to at one point or another in a football game, it's going to come down to, you know, which man is better. And last night they whipped us. They wanted the game more than we wanted it.
You had the lead all night except right at the end, but you just weren't able to get another play another score to give yourself enough cushion in that game last night.
No, I think we only had, you know, they kept the ball from us the second half, and that was one of the reasons why, you know, they had done a great job the second half of just moving the ball and shoving it down our throat and moving it there late into the fourth quarter, you know, with big chunks. So I felt like I knew we'd win the game if we got the first down. So, you know, I wasn't so sure if we didn't. So, you know, hence we went for it. And, you know, as I said, they took the ball and took it right down our throat.
Coach, I know this is no coach's excuse, but you've kind of had some injuries, and I wanted to mention one because we actually saw this young man go out last week, I guess, and Raquise Ivey, and tough blow for a young man who's put in a long 2 years for your program.
Yeah, he's a great kid. You know, I feel really bad for him. He loves the game. We lost him, and we've lost him for the year. We lost another offensive lineman, Daniel Morris, you know, and he's a great kid. He's worked very hard to get where he had gotten to. And, you know, first series offensively last night, our first offensive play, we lose Mariko Odom. So, you know, we're beat up in spots where we don't need to be beat up, but that's football. And we're going to have to find kids who are going to come in and pitch in and help us get through until we either get some of those kids back or they develop into quality players for us. So, you know, that's no excuse. There's other people that have injuries, you know, and in our league it becomes a war of attrition. And if, you know, we're gonna have to battle. We've done that before. We're going to have to find kids who fight. You know, we won't. It seems like we got kids, a lot of kids that are wanting to find ways out. We need to find kids who really, really want to play and to sell out to play.
Well, with Mariko kind of dinged up, that obviously opened up for young men like Peyton Phillips and others to run the football. His picture's on the front page of the DNJ this morning. Sometimes those opportunities open up, you know, with Mariko's injury. You got to have those kids who want to step up. That's why you have so many kids out there on the football field. I mean, that's why you practice all week, and that's why you carry 80 to 100 kids.
Well, that's right, but it seems like what we've gotten into is we're playing probably too many of them both ways. So we're going to have some kids to really, you know, come to the forefront for us and help us out. So you know, Scotty Boykin is still not back to 100%, and that's hurt us, and that's put a lot of load on Peyton, staying, you know, playing a lot of snaps, probably a lot more than he needs to, and that's going to hurt him on both sides of the football. So, you know, but But, again, we got good kids. They're coachable. So we're going to go back, and we're going to try to figure some things out and try to get better.
Ron Adelot joining us here this morning. And, Coach, you've got Laverne, and then you have fall break. And fall break's going to offer an opportunity to heal up some bumps and bruises, but you've got a huge district game here with Laverne coming over to your place. And Laverne playing some pretty good football right now.
Yeah, Stanton has done a great job. I mean, you know, those kids never give up. And I thought he did an outstanding job last year when they were at their crossroad and kept things positive and kept them fired up. And, again, he's done that this year. I mean, he's got one big district win, you know, and I'm say that we're probably, you know, on their sights to get their second one. So we're going to, you know, gather in the forces and try to do a good job this week, and we're gonna have to have a great week of practice, and we're gonna have to be ready to play football Friday night.
They do some different things offensively, I guess, that it is very different than maybe some of the other teams here in the county, so they obviously offer that challenge for your defense too.
Well, right now anybody's a challenge for us, both offensively and defensively, so Laverne's always going to have some quality players, and Stanton does a great job. And, you know, I'm more concerned about us right now than any opponent that we play. We've got to take care of our house right now and, you know, get things back in order. And, you know, we'll have a game plan, and it'll be a sound game plan. And if we execute it, then we'll have a chance to win the football game.
That's why your guys and yourself back at work already.
Already.
Coach, I know that this crossroads, you'll come out from this, as you mentioned, like Laverne had last year. You've got your own little situation here, but come out better on the other side if the kids kind of rally behind. And I'm looking forward to seeing what good things will be coming out of the Riverdale Warrior program here in the next several weeks.
Well, hopefully so. We'll, as I said again, we've got good kids, and I'm sure they've had a reality check now that maybe they're not quite as good as everybody told them they were. You know, we've said all along that we knew we had some weak points, and we were trying to get them better, and we'll just try to take another week and get them a little bit better. So, you know, and hopefully, you know, things will start clicking, and we'll get and we'll be a solid football team by the time we need to be.
1 week at a time, right?
Absolutely.
Coach, appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate
that.
All right. That's Ron Adelot joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. When we come back, we're going to talk Smyrna football, and Matt Williams is here. John Dinkins actually going to do a little work this morning. He's up next with that conversation. Don't tell him I said that. We'll be right back here on WGNS Talk Radio.